Hello, Clawcast listeners. Welcome to the Clawcast, your daily briefing made from the writers and newsletters you actually follow, read to you by AI voices in about 5 minutes. Today's topic, Elastic's $85 acquisition of deductive AI highlights AI-driven software debugging. If you want your very own podcast made just for you, covering the writers, newsletters, and topics you actually follow, download the Clawcast on the App Store. Elastic just paid up to $85 million for a three-year-old startup that catches and resolves bugs. That's the whole story, and it's bigger than a normal AI acquisition. According to TechCrunch, Elastic is buying CRV-backed deductive AI, and the move says debugging is turning into a distinct AI wedge, not just another feature buried inside a broader platform.
I'd push back on the easy read here. This is not proof that every AI code tool is valuable. It's proof that the boring, expensive pain point is where the money is. If an infrastructure company like Elastic is willing to write that check, it suggests AI debugging is close enough to production utility that it can matter in a buying decision, not just a demo.
Exactly, and that's why this is interesting to operators and investors. The acquisition frames AI less as replace the developer and more as shrink the time from bug to fix. That's a cleaner ROI story, a narrower product bet, and a much more believable path to budget than generic AI hype. One quotable line, the next big AI category may not be coding. It may be closing the loop when code breaks.
And the fact pattern matters. TechCrunch says deductive AI was founded just 3 years ago. That's fast enough to tell you the market moved and fast enough to tell you incumbents are watching for workflow wedges they can't afford to ignore. The real question is whether this becomes a feature inside observability stacks or the start of a standalone debugging layer.
So here's the question I'd leave you with. If AI debugging is valuable enough for Elastic to buy, which adjacent workflow gets repriced next? Testing, incident response, or root cause analysis? Reply with the one you think gets pulled forward first, and we'll see you in the next one. Enjoying the show? We'd love to hear from you. Leave a comment to tell us what you think and what you'd like us to cover next. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.